This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFK.
Can we just get there already, man? It's taken forever to get to this game one. I'm ready to rock and roll. Is it Wednesday yet? Joining me now is the television play-by-play voice for the Avalanche, also with Altitude Radio, Altitude TV, Mark Mosier, my friend. Always a pleasure. It's been a while, but we tracked you down. You are the busiest guy in the world. I love talking to you. I love listening to you, and we tracked you down, man. So I'm just happy we can get a few moments of your time.
Well, BH, I'm happy to be with you, man. It has been a long time, but it's always great to talk to you. And yeah, it is. It's craziness right now, as you could expect. I mean, today's media day. The Avs are all there in their little podiums, and there's media from all over the globe. You saw Finnish guys and Russian gals, and of course, all the American and Canadian media are there. And it's a really special time, man. You know, it's the way it should be. We are getting ready for a Stanley Cup final, and I know we've been waiting quite a while, but just about, 28 hours, 27 hours, whatever.
Did we lose Mark? Micah, let me see if we still got Mark. Mark, we lost you for a brief second there. You still there?
I sure am. You got me okay, buddy?
I got you, man. Got you. Well, and again, the atmosphere, everything surrounding this Stanley Cup final, as you mentioned, it's just, it's so exciting. You get two great, great hockey teams, the best hockey teams at the end of the day when it came down to it. Mark, how concerned are you? We talk about the rust thing. I don't know how to really quantify that. How concerned are you about that, at least for game one?
Well, you know, I'm not really at all, Brady, because this Avalanche team, this particular team has shown a great propensity to come out of breaks and play really good hockey. I mean, you know, they were shut down for a couple of weeks at Christmas time for COVID, and then all they did was win for the
January,
you know what I mean? And they, you know, they burst out of the gates against St. Louis after having 8 days off following the Nashville series, and they were more concerned about game number two. But I think they've learned to manage it. Talking to some of the guys this morning, they are so ready to go, you can't even believe it. And the other thing that really makes me not concerned about this at all, Brady, is that the Avs always practice at an incredibly high tempo. It's not like they're lollygagging around or anything like that. I mean, they are going full force. So as far as tape-to-tape stuff, having the legs moving and all that, These guys are going to be totally fine. I believe that.
We're talking to Mark Mosier, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Avalanche. Love what Mark does. And this is where it's interesting, because you said it. When they're practicing, they're going hard. And that's where it's going to be. Like, if they win game one tomorrow, I'm going to look at Jared Bednar again and say, man, you pressed all the right buttons, or you didn't press too hard one way or the other. That's got to be the interesting aspect for him this last week or so, is how hard do I push the guys, how much time do I give them off, and that kind of thing. So I think that's going to be the interesting balance to see how that one all works out.
No, I think you're right about that, and the coach indicated that too. He said, look, you know, we've learned from what worked or what we thought was right after the Nashville series and what we want to do different. You know, he says some days we bring guys in just for 40 minutes, for a film session and a discussion, and then we send them to the weight room. You know, some days we practice really, really hard and at a high tempo. So I think they've got that part figured out. And, you know, Jared Bednar, what he's been doing the last 6 years, Brady, is he's just been piecing together his coaching quilt. And I think the guys have been doing that as well. You know, you take little pieces that you learn from this, from that, and you put it all together for this opportunity, and now it's right there in front of ready to go.
Yeah, well, and so many different things when you look at it from Jared Bednar's standpoint. Getting over that second round hump, that was huge. I mean, so many great landmarks to me were achieved in this playoff run. But obviously, you look at Tampa Bay on the other side too. They were in some dogfights. They've played a lot of hockey, so it's kind of the opposite than what we're talking about with the Avs. Tampa Bay's played a lot of hockey over the last 3 years, Mark, and you got to wonder, when does that finally start catching up with them?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. You know, I think about that, too, Brady, and I think to myself, not only a lot of hockey, but a lot of important hockey.
Sure.
You know, where they just get stronger, it seems, as the playoffs impressive is that they've even turned over the bottom on that team, and they still find a way to want it, as you know, because winning the Stanley Cup is the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest trophy to win, as far as I'm concerned. Look at the can. You're not satisfied at all. That's an amazing feat, and it's a difficult thing to do because you've got 31 other teams that want it badly too. So they're an impressive club, and they've got the best goalie on planet Earth. Mm. It's not going to be easy, but I can guarantee you this, Brady, and I said it on my show. Looking back at their runs in the bubble and last year, the funky year, playing in your division and so on, they've never faced a team like they're going to face tomorrow night. The Avs will be the best team that they have faced. So we'll see what happens.
And, Mark, what do you think about this one? Because you mentioned the layoff for the Avalanche, too, around December. And then after that, boom, they just went nuts. And that was some ridiculously good hockey. Even though it's weird I'm going to say this, the Avs are, 12-2 in these playoffs. Do you get a sense at all that we still haven't seen the best stretch for this Avalanche team, which is a scary question?
Yeah, it is. I've seen there have been games inside of all three of these series where I thought, man, that is as professional, as good of a win as you could throw at another team. You know, and there have been times when they've gotten a little bit loosey-goosey, and I think that's part of all the process here. Heck, I can look at Tampa in that first-round series against the Toronto Maple Leafs and go, hey, man, there are times they got loosey-goosey. Game one against the Rangers, they were loosey-goosey. But I think the Avs, I think that there's even, like you said, perhaps that one more little gear they can kick it up to. Just that one more little one. And they know they have to here in this cup final. I mean, one thing is for certain to me, Brady, is that they realize that this is a rare moment in some guys' careers. I mean, yeah, there are guys who will play for a long time and never even get to play for the cup, let alone, you know, win it. So I think everybody inside that room has got a pretty darn good grasp on the moment and what it means and what they need to do and how they need to play and how they need to control their emotions and so on to be able to accomplish their goal.
Again, we're talking to Mark Mosier, the television play-by-play guy for the Colorado Avalanche. You hear him on Altitude Radio, Altitude TV. Mark, whether you're a diehard hockey guy or you're green to the sport, we all say the same thing. When you look at the playoffs, if you have a hot goalie, you can do crazy things. Well, obviously, as you mentioned earlier, when you look at Vasilevskiy, he is just ridiculous. And you watch him night in, night out. It's crazy to see some of the stops he can make. How do the Avalanche, what kind of a couple of key points from you specifically, what can they do to try to throw him off his stride a little bit?
Well, the best thing that the Avs do, and when you look at the postseason so far, they've got an unbelievable power play. So when they get the opportunity, they're going to have to bury it. But number two, they are the most voluminous shot team in the postseason, which means they throw the most shots on goal. 41 per game is what the Avs have averaged in the playoffs. And again, every team has tried to shut them down. The St. Louis Blues tried to slow them down and at times did an okay job. But the Avs come at you from all different angles, Brady, and they throw that puck on net. In fact, yesterday in practice, I was watching Jared Bednar, and you know, one of the guys hesitated to shoot the puck in a power play because he had his teammates stacked up in front of him. He didn't want to drill a guy. And Bednar said, "You shoot that puck. Hey, everybody, stop. Shoot the puck at the net." And listen, when I look at Andrei Vasilevskiy, here's what I see. And I'm being totally blunt about this. He's the best goalie on earth. There's no doubt in my mind he's the best goalie. And until somebody's better than him or they don't win, I'm going to continue to think that. But so while he's not, you can't rattle him because you can throw six on him one game, he'll shut you out the next. He is not unbeatable. He will give up goals, and it's up to the Avs when he does give up goals to make it stick. And the best part, too, again, they're a puck possession team. It's hard for the Lightning to score more goals than the Avs if Vasilevskiy's having one of those nights when they don't have the puck, and they've got tremendous offensive talent, but the Avs are a really good puck control team. And when they've got it, it's hard to get it away from them. So man, I just say continue to throw that puck at the front of the net. No goalie likes guys to be in his kitchen. And if you're going to shoot on him, and I know they are, Vasilevsky predominantly gets beat high blocker and high glove. So you better start working that area from the get-go.
Yeah, I love that side of it, too, kind of seeing the game within the game. What about the goalie on the other side for the Avs? Of course, Darcy Kuemper, we know what happened a few weeks ago. And then you see Frankie. Frankie was kind of thrown to the wolves, and I think he came out. He survived anyway. He was very important. Obviously, you're going with Darcy Kuemper, right? You got to go with the guy if he's assuming he's healthy and good to go. But is there any question in your mind that they might go the other way, or Kemper's perhaps on some sort of a short leash?
I don't think that he is, only because your number one, Brady's your number one. And if he's your number one, you go with your one. Not that Frankie couldn't accomplish the job. And Jared Benko this morning, I loved, he goes, well, you know, or maybe it was Joe Sakic, actually. Both guys have won six games this postseason. So, you know, you've got two options that you can work with. But Kuemper is your number one. And here's the key. He is fully healthy. He is completely healthy and ready to go. Anything that plagued him before is completely done. And I look at it, he's going to get goal support. I mean, Vasilevsky, he's not unbeatable. So Darcy Kuemper is going to get goal support. And he doesn't have to be great. He doesn't have to be as good as Vasilevsky or whatever. He just can't be wild and open and allowing things in that shouldn't go in. You know, I mean, listen, Tampa's going to score because they've got terrific players. But don't give them anything more than they earn if you're a goalie. And I think that's the key for Darcy Kuemper. He doesn't have to be all world. He just can't be open. He's got to be able to make the stops when he needs to make the stops.
And as you mentioned, what Vasi is so good at is recovering. And you see that with the great goalies, right? If they have a bad game, they don't let it eat them up. That might be the big key for Darcy as well. Mark, what about the other injuries? Could we expect to see Kadri, Cogliano? What's the situation look like for those? I still can't even believe we're talking about this. Hockey guys are just different. Mark, you know this more than anybody. Got hand surgery like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and we're talking about could they play tomorrow night?
Dude, if I had hand surgery, I wouldn't be able to pick up the phone and dial you for a month, man. I promise you that.
Right, man.
Exactly. Dude, I'm really, really hopeful. Honestly, Brady, I'm hopeful because I know they've been skating. You know, I mean, their legs clearly still work. Their lungs still work. The only thing that I would wonder about, and I'm no doctor, so I really don't know, would be, okay, well, both guys were injured in their top hand. If it was the bottom hand, it might be a bit of a different story, but both guys are injured in their top hand. And, you know, what does it take? Can you get to the point with each guy where, okay, well, you're healed up enough that you can't do any more damage to it, but you just have to live with the pain? And if you get to that point, then I think that, yes, there's a possibility that both guys could be back. But it was funny, we had Jared Benner on the show the other day, and he said, yeah, you know, Nas is already in the gym lifting. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
I mean, this guy just had his body part cut open, you know, a week ago, and here he is lifting. So these guys are built different. And again, man, if you get a chance to play for a Stanley Cup, the wild horses or limbs being, you know, cut off and being amputated, that would be the only thing. I think that if you can go and you can't, you know, physically blow your body up anymore, then you try to do it. But you've got to be effective. I mean, you can't just go on out there and just be a body in the lineup. You've got to be able to play. And I think that the Avs will weigh all of that. But I'm hopeful that both guys can make it back at least at some point.
Mark, our morning show host pulled his hamstring getting out of the chair this morning. I mean, these guys breaking hands
done.
And getting hand surgery.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, he's done. He's locked him up for the summer, man. He's out. He's done.
He's done. You never know.
Put him down.
The old broadcast injury, right?
Mark, exactly right.
Mark, my man, appreciate you, dude. I would love to do this again. Two things with you. I got about a minute here. Number one, how can I find you? You're calling the game tomorrow, right? And I want to be able to find that. Is that an opportunity for me?
Well, only if you are very creative internationally. Yeah, what happened was is that E.J. Raddick does the games for the international feed with Kevin Weeks, the incomparable Kevin Weeks. And EJ has a graduation that he must attend for his family, and so he'll miss game one, and they asked me to sit in. So
sweet.
The broadcast will go to every country in the world except the United States or Canada. So you can fly to England tonight if you want to, or you can do one of those pirate deals, I suppose. But no, it'll mostly just be around the world. And then some countries will have their own broadcasters in their own language, but not a ton. So, you know, I don't know where it's going totally. Maybe Fiji. You know, maybe if you want to get to Bora Bora and they take the feed, it's all UB.
I love it, man. Appreciate you, dude. And of course, that's exciting for you. You, nobody better in my mind. Love listening to you. Love following you along. And last one, 20 seconds. Avs got it tomorrow night, taking game one?
I think so, man. Watching these guys, Nathan MacKinnon Brady is more powerful today than he was the day before He's flying on the ice. So my answer is, if they follow 29, they're going to burst out of the gates and they're going to get it done.
That's rock and roll. I'm ready to go, man. Let's get after it tomorrow night. Mark, my friend, appreciate you. And let's get a beer sometime. Let's make that happen. I'll make my way down to you when things slow down for you.
Or I can make my way up to you. Love it up there. So I'd be more than happy to come see you, BH. But you're on. Let's do it.
All right, man. Let's make it happen. There he is, Mark Mosier, with the voice of the Colorado Avalanche. Great dude. Awesome at what he does. He likes it. He likes game one tomorrow. Me too. Maybe. We'll give that pick coming up. We'll get that pick tomorrow. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.